This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's been 9 days since I saw the weird guy at the gym.
Oh, update.
No kidding.
Update. Yeah. So what's the latest?
So I believe he's been kicked out.
Okay, for those who don't know, do you want to do like a 15-second version for people who are just dropping in and having a backstory here?
Yeah, weird guy at the gym would get on a machine next to me. He would laugh at me, point at me. He would mimic me. He'd mock me. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. So finally, because of the advice from this segment, two Fridays ago, I went to the management and I told him about this guy. And then Tuesday of last week, I spotted the guy in the gym, sent a note quickly to the general manager. The general manager went and pulled him off the machine, and I have not seen him since.
So there's a chance he may have been booted.
Yes.
So did they not update you as to what the status of him is?
I don't know if they can, because I did try emailing the manager again, and he had told me that it had gone to the legal department.
Okay.
So I don't know if he actually can say anything.
I feel like they should be able to update the person who was in... who is in, for lack of a better word, danger.
Yeah.
I feel like they should update you on that.
I can go ask.
For the sake of the segment, Laura, could you go ask for next week? For the sake of damn straight advice? Because that would give us closure on the story.
I will do that.
If we know that guy got his ass kicked out of your gym, then that would give us all closure, and I think we'd all feel better about it.
It's been 9 great days, though. It really has been.
I'll bet. Yeah.
I didn't realize how much he was bothering me until he's been gone.
Yeah. Glad it's over.
Text message. Thanks, Laura. I had to find a new gym anyways. XOXO.
Nice.
Too bad. Loser. 713-572-4610. And damn straight advice. Should I save for tickets to see the Astros possibly play in the World Series or do a weekend trip to Denver to see the Texans play in November?
I would say, when do you have to make your decision? Well, saving is a decision that if you're going to save, you're going to start saving now. I would say wait and see. You know, let's wait and see how things play out with the Texans over the next few games. World Series tickets, not to be a Debbie Downer, they may not play in the World Series, you know? So you know there's going to be a game in Denver. And plus, you don't know who they're going to play in the World Series. And Denver is a fun place to go to. That is a fun, to B-Mac's point with the sound effects, that's a very fun city if you're into some recreational activities.
Yeah, I would wait it out and see where the Astros are headed because I have a hard time saying that any regular season game takes priority over the Astros in the World Series.
I would too. I get what you're saying.
If you can wait.
Yeah. Yeah. In general, though, let's just pretend they're playing the Cubs in the World Series.
Okay.
Cubs in the World Series?
Or Texans at the Broncos?
Texans at the Broncos.
I'm sorry. It's the championship round.
Of course.
I know I'm supposed to say the Texans and Broncos.
I'd go to the World Series at Wrigley?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be freezing, but it's not exactly going to be, a steam bath in Denver in November either.
That could be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Texans are likely at some point in the future to play another game in Denver.
I will say this. If they do wind up playing the Cubs, the tickets to that are going to be a whole lot more expensive than the tickets to the Texans and the Broncos in early November.
No doubt about it.
So, the expense, these are not two equal items. Potentially, depending on where they play, the World Series tickets are going to cost a lot regardless. But if it's in Chicago, which is a distinct possibility, look the hell out. I mean, I don't know what your saving situation is, but just know that those tickets are going to be more expensive. Yeah.
Are you guys looking at the ultrasound photo that came in?
Yes.
Did you see that story over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't.
This is a mom who is an Aggie and father, I believe, two A&M graduates.
Yeah.
They're about to be parents, and they got their first look at their baby via ultrasound, and...
Do I need to look at it?
Yeah, because the baby's doing the hook 'em horn
sign.
Yeah,
totally.
Oh, really?
Totally.
That's pretty funny.
It kind of is.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Today it comes with a caption, "What would you do if you were the parent?" It's a joke.
Yeah. Hey, guys, and Laura, I asked for advice between a morning workout and afternoon golf last week. I chose the workout and felt it was the right choice. Thank you.
Good.
I think that was the advice we gave.
Good.
Probably to the contrary of much of our listening audience, which said, are you crazy? Golf. But the thing about me with golf is it just takes, it's an all-day activity. And I don't know that there's any all-day activity. Yeah, and I get it, man. I get it.
You know, I hadn't played in a year and a half until I played last Saturday.
You played golf last Saturday?
I did, and it felt awesome, and I'm going back.
Good for you.
I'm going back in.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
But I took a year and a half off.
And now you're back, baby.
Felt good.
Would you take the Chargers at Buffalo in a Survivor League? If not, what team? They asked this last week. I gave you Baltimore last week, 47-3 over Buffalo. A lot of people picked New Orleans over Tampa Bay last week.
Yeah, how about the Rams home for Arizona?
That's a good one. I wouldn't take a road team. I try to take home teams whenever possible.
Well, so, Rams home for Arizona, Saints home for Cleveland.
That's the one I would take because the Saints are coming off of a loss. I think the Browns, there's going to be a little bit of a letdown. Even though it was a tie, I think they felt that tie was like a win against the Steelers.
Yeah.
And the Saints have to win this game. They can't go 0-2 and lose to the Browns at home.
Apparently, Johnny Manziel's listening. Text message, tell him to come to Denver and get lit with me.
Because it's lit! Yep. So there you go. So you would take Rams, Rich, in that one over Arizona?
No, I think the Saints are going to be angry. I might go with the Saints.
Saints are mine.
I would offer one off the radar if you want to hope for an upset. Washington at home against the Colts. I think the Colts are a bad team on the road. I would take Washington in that game.
Washington is one of my best bets for
the
week.
You're never going to be able to use them again for the rest of the season.
That's a great point. That's a really, really good point.
Although if Jack Doyle doesn't fumble, I think the Colts beat the Bengals.
Yeah, I just don't – and I don't know that the Bengals are all that great a team either, but Washington looked pretty good the first week. You like Alex Smith, Rich, so you can't –
I do. I do. I think he's underrated.
Go wishy-washy. And I think Washington's got kind of an underrated roster. Compared to the Colts, the Colts roster is rags other than Andrew Luck for the most part.
Yep. I'm searching for a way to actually be able to read this text.
Never mind.
No, you don't want me to go there?
I'll just text him back.
Okay. It's a bit graphic.
Yeah.
Probably a little more than what we can communicate on the show.
Is Laura somehow involved in the text?
Well,
it's asking Laura's advice.
Oh, okay. Okay, wow.
It's a little raw.
Okay.
How about this one? I need help finding a good sports bar. I'll be in Nashville for the Texans this season and want to watch Canelo versus Triple G.
Yeah, this weekend. That's a good sports bar in Nashville. You know what I'll do? No, he says I'll be in Nashville.
This is Houston. I don't know of a good sports bar in Nashville.
Well, my brother's a bartender in Nashville.
Go for it.
I will text my brother and find out Wheatstraw, and I will do my best to remember to post it here on the text page.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
713-572-4610.
Let's see here. Have a hard decision to make. I can go make a lot of money in North Carolina for the next couple years, but I'm so in love with my girlfriend. I need to know how in love you are with your girlfriend. I need to know how old you are as well. I need to know what your life experiences have been. Where are you in the prism and the spectrum that is life?
Yeah. Define what the future holds for you and your girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to know like where on the heat meter this relationship is. Because if it's just, I'll say this, I'm going to throw a few scenarios out there and you pick the scenario, texter, that's closest to what you have. If this is a girlfriend who you've just met within the last, 3 to 6 months and you really like her, you love her, it says, so in love, I would think long and hard about taking the job. And then, forget that.
He's going to make a lot of money, he can probably afford a few Southwest Airlines flights.
If you are going to make a lot of money, if it's a serious, serious relationship, then, and it's this is a huge career move for you, then this is a good test as to how strong the relationship is. Because depending on what she does, maybe she'll go with you. Maybe she should go with you if you guys are in love and this is a chance to advance your career. Yeah. I will say this.
I would agree.
If she doesn't go with you, then it was not meant to be anyways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
Right? You got to be able to, you got to make those moves, man. If you're someone who's goal-oriented, you can't be held back.
Shouldn't you at least give the job a chance first and then make the hard decision of whether or not she comes with
you? That's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Take the job. Either way, take the job.
Yes, that's what
point.
I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
But make sure that the job is actually for you. Maybe you get there and you hate it.
Oh, that's
true.
And
you want to come back.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yep, that's a good point. Not really a sports bar, but a great place to eat and have some local. Oh, come on. I hate this text.
Brews is five points pizza.
5 points pizza. Oh, there you go, Wheatstraw. Go to 5 points pizza. There.
Okay.
Boom.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
If I look a little distracted, Sean, there's a reason.
Okay. Is there naked pictures on here?
Well, no. Laura entertained this graphic sexual question. And now they've got a little back and forth going.
Oh, really?
Well, here's a follow-up to one of the texts you just read. She is 26, trying to get ahead, and she is the one.
Okay.
So put a ring on it and take her with you.
Right. If she's the one, if you know that, well, then just accelerate your timetable.
Yeah, there you go.
You can go move to North Carolina, take the job with a ring on her finger and a wedding in your plans.
Bam. There you go.
A new car or drive the paid-off car that's got 110,000 miles.
Okay, I've got to weigh in on this.
Oh, yeah, you have expertise in this area.
Yeah, got to weigh in on this. Okay, it's got 110,000 miles. Most cars these days can go a lot longer. So I would say go ahead and save that money from buying a new car at this point. And also, an additional point is if you keep a car for 10 years, and keep doing that over your lifetime, 10 years, 10 years, 10 years. Over your lifetime, you'll save over $100,000.
On car payments.
On car payments.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So two reasons to stick with the old car.
Is that the type of advice that in your experience as a co-host of a car show that you've learned over over time?
Well, the second piece of advice, which is the, you know, over your lifetime, you'll save $100,000. I actually read that.
Okay.
And I want to say it was Dave Ramsey. It could have been.
Right. Even if you factor in maintenance costs and repairs and things like that, that you're going to be in addition to, you know, everything
right.
else.
But keep it for 10 years, though. Yes. Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
As a guy who's been leasing for 20 years, I look like a moron.
Well, some people like the latest and greatest.
Yeah.
You know.
I do love leasing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. That was damn straight advice. Final text here. Hey, guy, take her with you and make big money together. All right. That's feels like a happy ending for everybody.
That would work too.
A lot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Sean, tell him to choose the career and job. You helped me out 2 years ago. If it's love, she will understand. I love this. Damn straight advice alums texting back in.
It's as good as it gets on this show.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, the guy's going to North Carolina. It's not a job. It's because of the hurricane?
Was he in the Cajun Navy?
Well, I'm wondering if he's one of those people that can travel around the country and re-roof houses
he's not moving there like for a career. For
maybe,
like a
maybe he's one of those
change.
Bad people that exploits storm victims.
Okay, well, that's a mean thing to say.
I'm just wondering.
Well, there are bad people out there. Can we agree on that?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I would use Houston Siding to avoid that. So I'm glad I'm consistent. If I was giving that advice 2 years ago, choose the career and the job, I'm glad. People may disagree with that, but at least I feel like I'm not...
No, that's a good feeling.
I'm not straying away from who I am,
yep.
which is a completely self-centered, selfish, career-oriented person.
Who occasionally thinks about other people.
Once or twice a year. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.